KPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on North Idaho's radio, KSBT, KBFI. Also, for those of you in Boundary County, check it out at 97.1 FM. And if you haven't heard this enough already, check out our website, northidahoradio.com. And you can not only listen to any of our programming on that website, wherever you are, like say you go out of town, you're like, what's happening in Sandpoint? Well, you can go to the news, you can listen to the local hour, whatever. Or say you missed Ricky's Top 10 yesterday and you heard about it, you know, winning another Emmy week after week. It's an award-winning caliber show. You can go to the archives and listen to any of the Noon Hour host shows that have been recorded. So check that out at northidahoradio.com. It's Thursday, so we cleverly call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. You've got a good show for you today. First off, we'll be chatting with our friend. I was going to say old friend, but she's not that old. Becky Rivak will be joining us. She's with the Panada Theater. It's one of her many functions. The Panada reopens tomorrow evening, and Becky will be filling us in on what the protocols are going to be and what's coming to the Panada and what's happening all summer there as well. Of course, they've been doing like virtual screenings, you know, watch movies at home from independent films for a while now, but starting tomorrow, go back inside at the Panada. And in our second segment, we'll be talking with Tara Bates. She is a local State Farm agent that has stepped up and is offering incentives for people to participate in the upcoming much-needed blood drive at Bonner General Health. And she's giving away some stuff for anybody who wants to donate blood. So she'll be along with it, joining us on the phone to tell us all about that. You know, most of area events in, you know, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint, Bonners Ferry have been either postponed to later in the summer or the fall or canceled altogether. The latest victim, the Spokane County Fair, which if you've ever been to the Spokane County Fair, it's awesome. It's huge. And it involves a lot of people in some tight quarters. So that's their case in point, is that, you know, Spokane has been increasing in cases, so they just decided to call it a day. The Bonner County Fair is on tap for middle of August, and that makes sense, too. I mean, we've all been to the Bonner County Fair, and it's pretty safe distancing anyway, so there aren't a lot of tight quarters. So looking forward to that, and the rodeo is on tap as well in August at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. So all of that is happening. What else is happening? The Sandpoint Senior Center has announced that starting this Monday, they are open again for dine-in, which I know a lot of our senior residents have been missing that so much. It's their whole social world is going to the seniors, or pretty much it is going to the senior center and having lunch Mondays through Thursdays, great salad bar, and breakfast on Fridays, where you can now go back and do that. But they are asking that you call ahead and make a reservation so they can coordinate the number of seats and do it in a very safe manner. So get in touch with the Senior Center if you have any more questions, 263-6860, 263-6860. Tell them that guy on the radio sent you. Speaking of things opening up, of course, JCPenney's in the Bonner Mall has been closed for several months, and a lot of talk about all the JCPenney's around the country, or not all of them, but a lot of them closing. Well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is our JCPenney's is closing. The good news is, don't get confused here, but they are opening tomorrow and will be open for a few weeks, having a going out of business sale. So they will be there from noon until 7 p.m. on Sundays, from 11 till 6 p.m. on Wednesdays and Fridays. They'll open at 11 a.m. for at-risk customers. So that's kind of a cool thing they're doing. So if you want to get any of the stuff, the shoes, the clothes, whatever that they sell at Penney's, you have a few weeks to do so starting tomorrow at noon. What else? A couple of golf tournaments to tell you about. The Bulldog Bench Spring Scramble is now being held in the second week of summer. as so many of our events are here in North Idaho, moved back a little bit. But Bulldog Bench is one of our two major fundraising golf tournaments of the year. All the proceeds go to Sandpoint High School athletics and activities. So the 2020 Lighthouse Spring Scramble is now June 27th at the Lynx Golf Course in Post Falls. Like I said, sponsored by Lighthouse, Realm Partners, and Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. That's just about full already. I think people are chomping at the bit to get out and see their friends and drink beer and play golf and raise money for kids. So it's a great thing. But if you want to get a team signed up, you can give Matt Meyer a call, 290-6610, 290-6610, and see if he can squeeze your team in. Also, just announced yesterday, the 30th annual Selkirk Association of Realtors Charity Golf Tournament finally has a date. It's usually in June, but it's been moved to Friday, August the 14th, and that is at the Idaho Club right here in Sandpoint, and it benefits their grants and scholarship programs, and they give away a ton of scholarships, so, and it always sells out too, so get your team signed up for the Selkirk Association of Realtors Golf Tournament, August 14th at the Idaho Club. Call my good pal Stephanie right next door here at 265-2227, 265-2227. Get your team signed up for that. Right now, we're going to take our first break and get it out of the way. We come back. Becky Rivak from the Panada Theater is with us. We'll find out what's happening at the Panada right after this.
The weather's warming up, and 41 South is gearing up for the summer season, and right now they're hiring for all of their positions. 41 South is searching for passionate, motivated, and enthusiastic people for all positions, including kitchen prep staff, dishwashers, servers, and host persons to join their team. Both full and part-time opportunities are currently available. Please apply in person any day of the week between 2 and 5 p.m. 41 South is located at the south end of the Sandpoints Long Bridge, overlooking Lake Ponderay.
The largest RV sale of the year is here. The annual Spokane RV Expo at the Spokane Arena. The only RV show and sale with every top RV manufacturer in the industry. Allegro, Newmar, Jayco, and Thor. Keystone, Dutchman, Forest River, Winnebago, and more. Hundreds of travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Spokane Arena. 16-foot travel trailers to 40-foot toy haulers. Half-ton towable fifth wheels to five-slide luxury liveaboards. Class A, B, and C motorhomes, both gas and diesel. And the best selection of luxury diesel pushers from all the top-selling brands. Huge discounts with factory reps and special bank financing with lenders on site. The largest RV show and sale of the year. Free admission and free parking. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Spokane Arena. When they're gone, they're gone.
Sponsored by Happy RV.
Jim and Sonny reminding you it's always no problem at Parker Subaru in Coeur d'Alene.
The Subaru Ascent is a dual threat as both a family-friendly SUV and a versatile all-purpose vehicle. The Ascent sticks to the Subaru brand blueprint, offering safety and versatility as standard features. It's comfortable here in the Northwest on sand, gravel, and snow. The Ascent has the power for passing vehicles and handling corners with good acceleration. It offers the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system and 5,000 pounds of towing capacity. This SUV delivers an enjoyable ride for the whole family with seating for seven or eight, a sweet infotainment system, and many state-of-the-art premium features. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians who will ensure the job is done precisely to Subaru specifications.
After your research, visit Parker Subaru to get all the answers to all your questions from the friendly, no problem folks at Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right. right, we are back North Idaho Thursday here on North Idaho Radio, and we are joined by Becky Rivak from the Panada Theater. And Becky, you corrected me during the break that you don't open tomorrow like Penny's does. That's where I got confused. You open actually the Panada on Saturday, and how did that decision come about to finally get to open to the public?
Well, originally it was opening to the public because we were in the in that phase, mm-hmm. you know, that we would get to open. I think it's the third or fourth or whichever. And
the fourth will start Saturday.
So, okay, yeah. So and that was it. On the fourth phase, movie theaters were going to be allowed to be open. And the governor actually told indoor movie theaters that we could open during phase three, but you know, we were still, you know, gaining ground on getting different things ready and set up within the Panada itself, because we took the time of this to actually do some other, like, a few small renovations, and mm-hmm. then also some updating to this century with our theater. So, and in that, we have a new point of sale system. We actually can track how many sales we have of, you know, this kind of candy or that kind of beer, mm-hmm. or, and also it automatically does a box office return for us, so we don't have to go in after all the movies are done playing and send that off to the distributor. So there's a lot of different things that we've been doing while this has been going on.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. I know, like 41 South, the restaurant closed when all of this was happening. They weren't even doing to go, but they took advantage to remodel during that time. So that was a lot of business doing that type of thing.
Yeah, and so we kind of did that. You know, and some, I mean, very slight. You know, it's when you don't have money coming in, it's you know, you have to be pretty slight. We had raised money previously for this new system, so it just worked out that we had a lot of time, unfortunately, to take to get it ready. So that was helpful. The company's out of Chicago. They work specifically with art houses and nonprofit and all of that. So it's working out really good, and they're really great to work with.
So. That's great. So what is it going to be like if folks come out for the Bozeman Film Festival of Shorts? It's 101 different pairs of shorts that you're going to show. I'm just kidding. And you get those shorts at JCPenney's tomorrow at noon. When people go on Saturday, the 13th, to come watch the Bozeman Film Festival, what will they expect to see when they enter the door at the Panada?
So everybody will be entering into the left door into the Panada, so that when you look at the Panada from the outside underneath the marquee, you'll see, basically three sets of double doors, and the far left two double doors will be open. And you will come in the left side, and you'll bypass the box office, the ticket box, and go into the concession stand right away. And then we'll have our new point of sale set up there, and then you'll get your tickets and pay for anything else you might want. We do have a point of sale at the bar specifically for those people who are going to be wanting their wine or their, you know,
beer and candy.
That, yeah, if they got to get a McDuff fix. so you'll end up entering down the left aisle, and every other aisle will be blocked off.
Okay.
And then when you exit, you'll come up the right aisle and then exit out the right side doors.
So if you're sitting on the left side and you have to use the restroom or get another beer or wine or candy,
we ask that you go up the right aisle.
So you go in the front and up the other aisle.
Or if as you're walking through the theater, keep left.
Right. It'll be explained to you when you get there. Are you encouraging people to wear masks, or is that just totally up to the individual?
Well, what we're hoping is that you know, we're all intelligent adults, and that we understand that I don't feel great. So even though I really want to go see the Bozeman shorts, I don't feel good enough to go to the Bozeman shorts. So I am going to stay home and stay away from all those mm-hmm. people that are going to be there, because there's going to be a bunch of people there, I'm hoping. So we're hoping that people are just smart, you know, about what they do and how they do it. And we're doing every other row, like I said. And, you know, obviously we want you to sit with your group of people, but, you know, stay 2 to 3 seats away from the next group of people.
So. Yeah. And that just makes sense. And
right,
that's what the whole thing has been about, the Rebound Idaho, is these are our recommendations of using common sense. This isn't a law. There's no one's going to come in and arrest you if you're not wearing a mask. But we're just asking you to be smart.
Exactly. Yeah.
So a lot of people got away from that. It's just mind-boggling to me. But anyway, we've made it to stage 4 starting Saturday. The Panada will open. Tell us about the Bozeman Film Festival of Shorts. What is it?
Well, I'll tell you what Emily did. She's one of the gals who runs the Bozeman Film Festival. What they did is we've had a relationship with them from the start. They started in 2017. So they're a relatively new film festival. And what they've done for us is I want a bunch of shorts. So it's a whole, majpage of stuff, but I want it to all be happy. I said, people have been depressed long enough. They've been inside.
Exactly.
I said, so I want comedy. I want uplifting. I said, if you want to throw in a few poignant things, that's fine, but I don't want it to be depressing, poignant.
Right. We're depressed enough.
Exactly. So she said, okay. And they put together a really nice group of films. And there's everything from, there's a couple animated pieces that are really, really, one's very good. And then there's another one. They're both really good, but there's one that's very funny and good. And, you know, who doesn't like cardboard cars racing through the streets on fire? So, you know, so there's some good stuff. And then of course there's a few documentaries. Entries, and then a few little mini features. So it's a really nice little majpage of things she brought us. It'll be fun.
And with the I would imagine limited seating, with every other aisle being closed, you suggest people show up early. The showtime is 7:30.
Yeah, so 7. It's really, we'll still open the doors at 7. Just hopefully that people will be, again, be smart and not try to show up like right at 7:30 when we're trying to get started. And I know a lot of people in this town love to come 5-10 minutes after the start time. But because we're going to run limited amount of people, we actually are not going to be using our volunteers probably for the first couple months.
Gotcha.
Just because, we just want to make sure everything is, by plan of what we've talked about with our board and keeping everything clean and all those things. So it's going to just be us running it. The people, all of us that work there.
Sure. I wanted to ask you about Tom and Coley, good friends of ours. They're on K-102 all the time and great, great couple, local people and local now, full time. And they were scheduled to play tomorrow, but that's been postponed.
Yeah, I'm actually not privy to that. That was something that Patricia had been working on with. So I'm not really sure about how that worked out.
So. Yeah, our engineer Derek could probably fill us in, but I took away his phone today, so he can't text me.
that might have been a smart move.
Yeah, no. We appreciate all of his help, but he has Tom and Coley on his show over on K102 all the time. They're great people, and
nice.
Hopefully we'll get that rescheduled at some point in the summer. What else is happening at the Panada Theater?
Well, geez, we have, there's lots of stuff going on. What's interesting right now is, like you said earlier, we've been doing virtual screenings.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is, as I've been calling the different distributors trying to get, films to actually show in the theater, I kept saying, hey, we're open, can we get this film, that film? They're like, well, we could probably do that virtually for you if you want to. They're still in that mindset because they're from, New York, LA, Chicago,
where it's much worse than it is here.
And so, I'm, slowly kind of getting the few people that I'm, that I'm on in contact with through distribution to, say, hey, give us something. So I actually just got a film, 2 days ago from IFC Films. So they're going to be letting us show that. And then that will be next weekend, and it's I'm not even going to say any of the titles yet because I'm not sure who I've set up yet through different things. But we have a couple different things lined up, but all movies And then we have...
Well, you have a great website, by the way. It's very informative. Oh. So keep that up to date at panida.org.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, PANIDA.org. Yeah. Panida, it rhymes with Canada. So we have Fox and Bones coming, though, out of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be here, I want to say July 1st.
Yeah. It is at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And
I'm looking at that wonderful website right now.
Oh, great. And they're really, really good people, fun, and just they love coming to the Panda. They've made a really neat relationship with Patricia, which is she's the one who found them and got them to come over in the first place. So that's been really nice. But the other thing I really want to talk to tell you about is we have a new gal who's moved here from Colorado and is going to be working with our kids, hopefully with our kids, mm-hmm. in a summer acting camp. And she's been, published and has written numerous kids' plays and is a great lady, lots of energy, super fun. And Alexi Alferi out of Colorado, mm-hmm. and she'll be here this summer doing a kids camp starting on June 30th. And so we have a sign-up sheet for that if kids are interested or parents are interested about getting their kids out of the house for a while.
Oh, I think at this point they are very interested in that. And it's important to note that, you know, so many of our typical summer events have been postponed or canceled, that this is something that, hey, this is new and exciting, and let's see if my kid is into acting.
Right. Yeah. Well, and she actually teaches all of it, so it's nice. So if they don't want to act, they can also do stage management and things like that, and
gotcha.
You know, and
set design
and costuming, and yeah, you name it, they can learn it all from her.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And then you also have the Festival of the Bards.
Yeah. Oh, so what's nice about Alexi's play, it's called The Pirates of Ponderé. That play, as they rehearse it and get ready over those two months, or well, I guess it's a month and a half, they will be showing the play or performing the play at Festival of the Bards.
Oh, gotcha.
And Festival of the Bards, best way to explain it, it's like a short films festival, except it's live plays. So what they've done is and it's kind of sweeping the country right now, these little one act festivals. And John Mayo, who has been behind a lot of the theater coming back over this last 5 years at the Panada, has the one who's kind of, got this going here. And so we will have, I believe, 9 or 10 short plays, all little short one acts, everything from 4 minute long play to 15 minutes is our longest, I think. So it should be really fun, and they're going to perform in that kids group will perform theirs, both days on the first and the second.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So, and then the other play that we're bringing to the stage is Clue, and which is based on, originally the board game.
Mm-hmm.
Then from the board game, a couple of people got together and wrote a film, based on the board game. And then somebody else grabbed it and wrote a stage play based off of the screenplay based off of the board game. And that's the play that we're going to be bringing to the Panada, is called Clue. And we got a heck of a cast, And it should be super, super fun because it's, you know, it's comedy, it's mystery, it's all those good things.
Oh, you just got to love that comedy and mystery. And that is at the Panada August 13th through the 16th. Is that all, you have the cast intact for that?
Or? We started out and I'm directing it. So we started out on Zoom doing read-throughs with the cast, just staring at the screen at each other. And once they let us start meeting, everybody jumped on it. You know, they're like, is that us? Can we?
Yeah.
So it's been great.
Fewer than 10.
That's right. Exactly. And so and the first time when we had to do the fewer than 10 thing, I rotated them, you know, so I just need this part of the cast now. And then I need,
we just
rotated them in and out of the theater until we were done. And it worked out good. And now we're full rehearsals. So it's good.
That's great. So the Panada reopens for humans to come in the building starting on Saturday once again with the protocols Becky has explained. What happens after that? Do you know? Is it another 2 weeks and you're just back to normal, or do we just wait and see? Or
well, right now, you know, I mean, I think it's all going to be based on amount of people and when they think that you know, everything's safe again. So who knows? You know, like we're guessing that I mean, right now we're playing it as if we're going to have to deal with this all summer long.
Gotcha.
You know.
So. Yeah, it's been tough, not only on the, you know, it's tough on everybody, but as far as entertainment goes, the movie theaters, live concert venues, there's just no way to keep people away from each other. Imagine not only us fans missing all of this, but the artists themselves. It's like, you know, a lot of them are very wealthy. It doesn't really affect them. A lot of them are like up and coming. It's like, we have nowhere to play.
Right.
And it's got to be tough. But we do have some local music opening up. Matchwood Brewing's having music this weekend. I believe the Back Door did the other last night.
I don't know about. I did hear somebody outside at McDuff's as I drove by, though. Somebody was performing outside.
Yeah, and Chris Lynch, my friend, will be playing there tomorrow if it's not raining.
Yeah,
in the evening outside. So
nice.
Just look forward to all of that coming back and maybe hang in there another 2 weeks, another month or so, and.
Who knows?
Keep going in the right direction, everything back to normal. But great to hear about the Panda.
Yeah.
And great to have you back on a show. It's been a while.
I know.
Thank you.
You
and Trisha had been on all the time. And we got to get back into that rotation.
Yeah, please. That'd be great. Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. And again, for anything happening at the Panda, you can go to panda.org, panda.org, and look at all the movies and the live music and things that are coming up for the rest of the summer. Becky, thanks again. We'll have you back in a few weeks.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, joining us on the phone will be Tara Bates. She's a local State Farm agent offering some great incentives for you to participate in the upcoming blood drive at Bonner General Health. We'll find out all about that right after this.
Hunting is conservation. At the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we salute hunters for providing the majority of conservation funding across the U.S. Join us for our annual fundraising banquet to benefit wildlife and the mission of the RMEF.
The Selkirk Crest chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is holding their annual Big Game Banquet on Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. This is a social evening of fun, friends, and great food, all for the benefit of elk country. You could win some top-notch firearms, premium hunts, and exclusive home furnishings. There are new table packages available this year. Go to rmef.org for details. Buy your tickets now and save big bucks. Don't miss the annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. For more information, go online to rmef.org. That's rmef.org.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
More people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches over 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. As you work to build your brand, let radio reach your customers with up-to-date information. And let us be your voice when we get going again. Reach out and let us know how we can help. Click the Advertising tab online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
It's Knudsen Summer Savings Time. This is Eve Knudsen. Start off summer in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4. MSRP $49,070. You can buy this former service loaner for only $37,479. Or how about a new 2020 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive? MSRP $29,780. You can buy this former service loaner for only $22,432. Prices are plus tax and fees after rebate. Test drive our new shopping experience with ShopClickDrive at Knudsen.com. Find the vehicle you like and schedule a test drive. We'll bring it to your home or office, or schedule time just for you at the dealership. It's a rapidly changing environment, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to your safety and your security. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Holston Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday here on North Idaho Radio. I'm your host, Bob Witte. And, you know, before we get to our next guest, you know, a minute ago we heard that ad for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, their annual banquet at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. It is this Saturday, and I was talking to Quinette, who helps put all that together, yesterday, and it's just about sold out. And it does sell out every year. So if you are interested in going out and seeing your friends and supporting the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, I would suggest you right now go to rfef.org, rfef.org, and buy your tickets for that. Right now we are going to the phones, and we are joined by my friend Tara Bache, a local State Farm agent here in Sandpoint. Tara, how are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
Thanks for hanging on hold there for so long. I kind of went a little overboard with our last guest from the Canada. So thank you for your patience. And I'm doing great, by the way. Thank you. Tara, before we get into the blood drive thing, let's tell me a little bit about your State Farm agency here in Sandpoint, and how have you been operating? I know so many businesses have been hit so hard in the last few months. Is everything okay with you guys?
Yeah, we've been good, and that's kind of tongue-in-cheek a little bit, because yeah, it's everybody has been hit in some fashion or another. The way that we've been hit is just State Farm reacting to trying to help people with bills, trying to figure mm-hmm. out how we give back. Premiums are coming back to policyholders for a period of time, and then just me getting staff to call people and make sure, sure that they know that's been kind of hectic. And then, of course, we've had licensing issues with state shutting down. So it just affects everybody in different ways. But I certainly feel like we haven't been affected near as much as some of the businesses out there. So my heart goes out to so many people.
Yeah, of course. You know, you're conveniently located right here on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint. So people, it's a nice friendly atmosphere to come to the office, but a large part of your business can be done on the phone and online. Mm-hmm. So that's been good for you guys. And I did notice that all during this, I'm driving into town on Fifth Avenue and I see your bike out front. So it's like, yeah, well, they're there.
We're here. We shut down for a small period of time just because we didn't know what was happening. But now we're back open for business and our customers are coming in, and we missed everybody. So it's good to see everybody.
Yeah, it's good. Again, the governor announcing this morning that we are entering stage 4, which is all good news. And just keep using common sense and everybody will get better. We had Erin Bunnell from BGH, Bonner General Health, on the show last week, and she was talking about blood drive coming up on June the 19th at the BGH campus here in Sandpoint. And then I got a call from you the other day. You had this great idea about giving incentive for people to give blood. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the blood drive and what you are doing to hopefully increase the numbers of donors?
Absolutely. Yeah. So State Farm, and let me back up mm-hmm. and begin with the fact that my agency works really hard to be involved with the community. I give my staff time to volunteer with nonprofits in the area, and they do that when it's not chaotic. We've mm-hmm. kind of taken a back step with COVID-19, but we'll jump back into it. And State Farm also is that way, very much about giving back to the community. And so State Farm is helping State Farm agents, and then, of course, State Farm agents can step in too and donate a little bit more. But just giving back to the community, and what we've chosen to do is we have 54 spots for this blood drive, and we are not filled up yet. And the 54 spots is actually more than they normally take.
Okay.
And they're doing that because of me coming in and saying, hey, let's kind of try to boost this up a little bit. So what I'm doing is just going around and taking local vendors, local restaurants, local coffee shops. I know there's a candy store in town that mm-hmm. just opened up. And I'm going to these folks and just saying, hey, can I get 8 to 10 gift cards from each of you? And so we'll have a total of 54 for every single person that donates. We're doing $10 gift cards that will go to the donors. right? And then they can go bring those out and put those back into the community. So, yeah, 54 $10 gift cards, and then just trying to get that out there. I will also have my booth out there that day, and we'll be giving out those gift cards to everybody, and I'll probably have a few little State Farm bling bling things down there as well.
I love your State Farm bling bling things you have. I use it in my home all the time. I have the one that you open cans with or jars that are hard to open, the, you know, the red round thing, that was great. And when you open a bag of chips, you want to reseal it, that little clip there, I use that. And I've got your pens and notepads, and it's all good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And Bob, you're making, I maybe need to get on and try to find this stuff. That I don't have that one, but I might have to do some looking.
Well, your predecessor had all this, the same kind of thing too. So that's where I got most of it. Yeah. So that's great. You'll be set up out. It'll be on June the 19th at BGH. And you mentioned the number 54. That's the number of reservations they're taking. You know, at most blood drives, historically, you could just show up and donate your blood. This particular one, you need to register online ahead of time, and that's because they just don't want all 54 people showing up at one time. They're going to space it out a little bit for safe distancing and other reasons. So that's all great. And then every one of those 54 people who sign up for that will get some swag from you and a $10 gift card for local businesses. What are some of the businesses that are participating? Do you know off the top of your head?
You know, we have a list of people that we're going to reach out to, but I haven't. So I actually was going to get out this afternoon and just go start purchasing some of them. So I'm not, you know, we've got a list of who it is, but I will say it's just downtown and it's restaurants. You know, I will give a little plug out for Peyton. He opened a little candy store in the Cedar Street Bridge, and it's trying to remember what the name of his candy store is. And off the top of my head, I see my team out there looking, and they're trying. What is it? Sweet Tooth. Yeah, and he just opened up, or was set to open up right as COVID hit, and so he'll be one that I'll go grab some gift cards from.
And we can just imagine the rest. I mean, everybody knows who's around here.
There may be Joel's. I've already talked to Joel's, so there'll be some Joel's gift cards. And, you know, Bob, a little bit, if you don't mind, about just we had talked about those 54, and there were a couple of other things that I wouldn't mind just kind of information pieces throwing out there, if you're okay with it.
I am.
So just, you know, first and foremost, there is a universal shortage of blood for all blood types. And so, you know, it's just important that right now, and especially with everything that's going on, that we keep our blood stock levels up, and we're at critical need for all types right now. To register, if anybody wants to register for those 54 spots, they're going to go to vitalant.org. And I know you've already kind of talked about this, Bob, so you're good at keeping that stuff in. If I miss anything, let me know. But vitalant.org to register. Mm-hmm. And those appointments are going to be from 10 to 2:30.
Okay.
And the other thing they told me, and I don't know if you were aware of this yet, you may already know, there's a separate location off of 3rd where people that are donating blood will be going into. And you'll see my red State Farm tent out there. So that'll help. It's like a beacon. So I'll be out there. So just know that, you know, there's a separate entrance. They're really practicing social distancing by following CDC guidelines. You do have to have a mask. And if you don't have one, they'll provide one for you.
Okay.
And they really want to stress that it's safe to donate. So please get involved.
That's all very good information. I didn't know about the separate entrance or the hours, 10 to 2:30, and they will let you know when your time is, again, to avoid a big crowd. And it's vitalant.org. That's vitalant.org. Or if you can't remember that, you can go to Bonner General Health's website or their Facebook page, and there will be links to get to that and make your appointment and give blood on June the 19th at BGH. And like you said, they need all types, and there's definitely a serious blood shortage right now. So, Tara, thanks for doing, and everybody at State Farm for doing what you're doing for the community and buying these gift cards and giving them out. And I think that's a great incentive for people to participate.
so happy to be involved. Thank you, Bob.
All right. We will stay in touch. We're going to take our final break, and we'll be back to wrap up North Idaho Thursday right after this.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. Taylor & Sons wants to make it clear to our customers that it's not just business as usual at Taylor & Sons. The way we sell and fix cars and trucks at Taylor & Sons has changed. I want to take the time to highlight some of the things that you can expect when doing business with Taylor & Sons during our new normal. When considering purchasing a vehicle with Taylor & Sons, expect our best price right up front with no need for lengthy negotiation. With an accurate digital description of your current vehicle, expect an estimated trade-in value without having to visit the dealership. Expect expediency when providing dealer services such as finance approval and completion of state and federal documents. Expect the ability to demonstrate our vehicles without being accompanied by a Taylor & Sons employee. Full coverage insurance and valid driver's license required. Expect that any vehicle you are considering will have been thoroughly cleaned prior to your demonstration. Expect a limited time commitment in the dealership when completing your purchase. Taylor & Sons is encouraging our customers to call, text, or email ahead for fastest service and to allow us to prepare for your arrival. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Summer is in full swing at Sweet Lou's. While takeout and curbside service are always available, they're also welcoming back sit-down service at both locations, and the outside deck is open in Coeur d'Alene. Stop by today for all your Sweet Lou's favorites, smoked baby back ribs, a great variety of burgers and sandwiches, plus steak, salads, specialty tacos, and more, with a full bar and pondere and tons of beer on tap in both locations. On Front Street in downtown Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Pondere, come hungry, stay late, eat well, Sweet Lou's.
More people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches over 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. As you work to build your brand, let radio reach your customers with up-to-date information. And let us be your voice when we get going again. Reach out and let us know how we can help. Click the advertising tab online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The largest RV sale of the year is here. The annual Spokane RV Expo at the Spokane Arena. The only RV show and sale with every top RV manufacturer in the industry. Allegro, Newmar, Jayco, and Thor. Keystone, Dutchman, Forest River, Winnebago, and more. Hundreds of travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Spokane Arena. 16-foot travel trailers to 40-foot toy haulers. Half-ton towable fifth wheels to five-slide luxury liveaboards. Class A, B, and C motorhomes, both gas and diesel. And the best selection of luxury diesel pushers from all the top-selling brands. Huge discounts with factory reps and special bank financing with lenders on site. The largest RV show and sale of the year. Free admission and free parking. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Spokane Arena. When they're gone, they're gone. Sponsored by Apple RV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. 800-547-4170. That's 800-547-4170.
Hunting is conservation. At the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, we salute hunters for providing the majority of conservation funding across the U.S. Join us for our annual fundraising banquet to benefit wildlife and the mission of the RMEF.
The Selkirk Crest chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is holding their annual Big Game Banquet on Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. This is a social evening of fun, friends, and great food, all for the benefit of elk country. You could win some top-notch firearms, premium hunts, and exclusive home furnishings. There are new table packages available this year. Go to rmef.org for details. Buy your tickets now and save big bucks. Don't miss the annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet Saturday, June 13th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. For more information, go online to rmef.org. That's rmef.org.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday and wrapping it up for this week. And I just wanted to make it clear again, you know, the Spokane County Fair has been canceled for this August, but I want to make it perfectly clear the Bonner County Fair and Rodeo is a go, as I've been also informed during the break that the North Idaho Fair, the one at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds, is also a go this summer. So we'll plan on those events, look forward to that. And I would imagine the Boundary County Fair is a go too. I will have to find out for you next week, but things have been going really well in Boundary County through all of this. Of course, in case you missed it earlier, Governor Brad Little held a press conference 9 o'clock our time this morning and, as expected, announced that the state can enter Stage 4 of Rebound Idaho, which isn't a lot different than Stage 3. I called a couple of restaurant owners this morning to see, does Stage 4 really affect you? And it's not addressed at all. So they're all assuming that they have to keep the safe distancing, the number, 50% of the seating until for another 2 weeks. But again, just using common sense. What is affected, mainly senior living facilities can open to guests. So if you have a loved one that's in a senior facility and you haven't been able to go visit them, you can. Of course, contact the particular facilities to find out what their exact protocols are. I'm sure there's a lot of safety measures. That's good news, because I know a lot of folks that are living in those types of things that just don't understand what's been going on and why no one can visit them. So you'd be sure to want to get out and do that. Nightclubs can once again open, and crowds up to 50 people. It's cool to do that as well. So that's that really helps, some of the bars and like we had Becky from the Panada on, places like that. So you can go to reboundidaho.org and learn more about all of those things. What else is going on in and around? I announced that the Sandpoint Senior Center will once again open for lunches Monday through Thursday starting this Monday. And then their 8:30 a.m. Friday breakfast will begin again next Friday, a week from tomorrow. But you need to make a reservation, 263-6860. So check that out. Also, our JCPenney's in the Bonner Mall is closing permanently, but they're going to be open starting tomorrow. They're guessing for about 3 weeks, having a going out of business sale. So you want to check that out. What else is going on? Let's see. The Tom and Coley concert was postponed. Hopefully we'll get that going. The beer hall will have live music, McDuff's Beer Hall, on Friday outside, providing it's not raining tomorrow. Also, the Matchwood Brewing is having live music tomorrow from 6 to 9 with Shed Roof Divide. Pondere Winery is welcoming back live music starting, they do have it tomorrow with We Be Jammin'? I don't know them, but you want to check that out. At the fairgrounds this weekend, Friday and Saturday, is the Mountain Cross Enduro Challenge, hosted by Mountain Moto Company. You can go to Bonner County Fairgrounds website and find out more about that. Of course, Farmers Market continues this Saturday. There's a bird watching by ear field trip brought to you by the Pondere Chapter of Idaho Master Naturalists. So that's happening 10 to 1 at Farragut Park. For more information on that, you can go to imn.sandpoint@gmail.com and ask them questions there. Matchwood Brewing Saturday has 10 String Smile live music at the winery Saturday. It's music by Fancy That. And of course, at the Panada, as we talked about earlier on the show, the Bozeman Film Festival. And yes, you can go back to the Panada starting Saturday. And Bozeman Film Festival of Shorts. It'll be happening at 7:30, as Becky's saying. Get there a little early because it's going to be new seating protocols, paying protocols, things like that. But it's all good that we're getting through this, and at least here in Idaho, we're so blessed to live where we live, and heading in a new direction to get back to what the new normal is going to be. Anyway, that's it for me for this week. I believe Bill Itzinger is in here tomorrow, and I'm back next week as well. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
SPT Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry, and K246 CU, 97.1 FM, North Idaho's radio.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Deep sell-offs on Wall Street today due to...